Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from a veteran musician and one of the most prolific club owners in New York City. That was pianist and owner of Smalls, Spike Willner, with the tune Righty-O off the new 2020 CD, a set of originals from the Smalls All-Stars. This album came about because of the coronavirus and the need for some live recordings, and it's brilliant. Born and bred in Manhattan, he was inspired to play ragtime piano at a very young age, and Spike entered into the first class of the now legendary New School for Social Research's Jazz and Contemporary Music program, led by the late and great Arnie Lawrence. Over the years, he has performed with and led with many bands in New York City, at the famous and now closed jazz clubs like the Village Gate, the Angry Squire, and he's toured with the Artie Shaw Big Band, the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and Maynard Ferguson. But it was in 1994 that he started to work a regular gig at Smalls Jazz Club. This became his permanent musical home and led him to his current positions as a partner and manager of the club. Spike now spends most of his time at Smalls making sure that it keeps on running. Each Tuesday he performs with his group, and right now they are fighting for their lives, and he is mounting a gallant revival for New York City and for Smalls. And we caught up with him here at the show as this COVID-19 world we are all living in was really raging, and he was raw and he was honest. Have a listen.
But I also like being around the people. I love the musicians themselves. You know, they're my dearest friends and brothers and sisters. And so when I get the chance to spend time with them, it's very gratifying to me, you know. And that's really the hang, as they say. You know, we used to have these great hangs of people, all kinds of personalities interacting and talking, conversing. And that, for me, was the spice of life. That's why I liked running a bar, my favorite thing. You know, I see myself in a way as just a bar owner. The music part is like a natural thing, you know.
These days, Smalls is still at it, and it will be at the forefront of the jazz revival that will and needs to take place. And Spike is going to lead the march. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is part of that live jazz revival, with cats getting back out there at the joints like the Majestic and the Green Lady Lounge, performing live and in live stream right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Here weekly to give you the jazz goods that you need and deserve. So one of those legends that Spike caught live when he was young was a legendary Count Basie. It was a triple bill, and it was amazing, he will explain. And all of this will happen as we get into the tune Dark Rapture off the 2010 CD called Exposure.
When I was 16, I was living in St. Louis, Missouri at the time, and my mother, for my birthday, took me to a concert at the, I think it was called the Fox Theater there, and it was a triple bill with Count Basie and his orchestra, Count Basie himself, and then Oscar Peterson Trio was second, and then third was Ella Fitzgerald with Oscar Peterson Trio. And it was just like, I remember just being completely floored by everything, and the best was Ella. When she came out, it was just like, she crushed everyone. It was really amazing.
The shadows fell out, the jungle wonder under a bamboo tree. Why do we hear the tom-tom every time our hearts meet? Because the tom-toms are the way our hearts beat. May we share dark rapture as the years take flight. May we always capture the thrill that fills us still of a Congo night.
We'll be right back. everyone. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Yulia Musilan. I'm a flutist and composer, and I have a new record coming out in June on Next Level, part of Outside in Music. My record's called Unsaid, and I'm really happy to talk with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz about it. Thanks so much.
That was Moscow-born flautist and composer Yulia Musilalian with the 2022 Numbers off her CD called Unsaid. She started her music studies at the age of 4 and went on to become a 2001 recipient of the National Foundation for the Advancement of Arts Award. Over the years, she has gotten some extensive experience playing Brazilian music, Argentine folklore, and other South American folkloric styles. We caught up with her here as the pandemic took hold, and she had some thoughts on this unique time in human history.
More than anything, you know, I'm concerned about being able to present this music, and I really want to play it, you know, because I've been looking forward to this for so long, and I really kind of want to present it to the world. But in a way, I'm really grateful to be able to have this on record so I can share the recording and kind of communicate my way of, you know, reflecting on the world through music, especially at a time like this. I think we kind of need it more than ever.
On September 16, 2020, we had another reason to lament this year that continues to hit all of us hard. the man synonymous with jazz, poet, music and cultural critic, syndicated columnist, novelist, and biographer Stanley Crouch left us. And in that, he left behind quite a bit. He was the author of the very popular book Kansas City Lightning, The Rise and Times of Charlie Parker, and he was an avid and scathing critic of jazz. But he was loved for it. And he was key in the development of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. He was a great cat, man. And as we get into the tune conglomerate off the 2020 CD, The 50s, A Prism, from Jazz at Lincoln Center, let's listen to Stanley and a quote that he had about democracy and jazz. And as we get into it, thank you, Stanley, for everything you did for jazz. We will always remember it.
What jazz does is it uses democratic means to achieve utopia. See, that's what it really is about. See, that when somebody says that those guys are smoking, they're really swinging, then that's utopia. That's not democracy. See, you use the democratic idea of people coming together and creating together and working together and each individual's value contributing. But what the objective is utopia. That is the point at which everything is perfect. And that's what the groove is in jazz. It's the moment at which everything is correct.
This is Brian Landris. Thank you so much for listening to Neon Jazz in Kansas City. Thank you.
That was the multi-reed specialist Brian Landrieu with the tune Her Smile off his 10th album as a leader, For Now. This is yet another fine musical step on his path as a jazz cat, and it happens to come out during a strange time on planet Earth. We talked about that during a recent interview with Neon Jazz.
Yeah, it is very bittersweet where, you know, we had a couple nights at Dizzy's booked, and it took a long time to make everything happen and coordinate everyone's schedule, and then this happened where everything's canceled. So then it comes out and we don't have a release concert, which I've never done before. It's a strange thing to put out a record and not have any tour support. It's strange.
We're going to step back a ways here for a fun one from Swedish saxophonist Lars Gulyan, joined by the great Alan Dawson with the tune Bugs off Danny's Dream, Volume 8, circa 1953 to 55. It's the Golden Era, kids. Enjoy it.
This is drummer Brian Andres from the Brian Andres Trio Latino, and you're listening to the Mayan Suite on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was Bay Area bass drummer Brian Andres with his trio with the tune Got a Match off the 2020 CD Mayan Sweep. This is the debut for his trio, and it sounds like they have been at it for quite a while. And again, it's another album out during a pandemic, and we wanted to know how it felt. And with that, he talked about it during a recent interview.
Releasing an album during a pandemic, it's been a very bizarre thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, you had a bunch of plans for the release and, you know, performances and things like that. I got a tour scheduled for later this summer, which at this point I have no idea if it's a viable option to continue with that or not. But go ahead and do the whatever you can with the plans that you've made and see what happens.
From jazz pianist and co-founder of the Strata East Records label, this is Stanley Cowell with the tune Intermezzo off the 2015 CD Reminiscent. As the memories fly on.
Hi, this is David K. Matthews with the Santana Band. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino in Kansas City, Missouri.
Thank you.
That was the veteran Bay Area jazz pianist, the theme here on the show, organist and keyboardist David K. Matthews, with the tune One Mint Julep off his newest 2020 CD, The Fantasy Vocal Sessions, Volume 2. Over the years, he has spent some quality time with so many, like James Brown, and still has the golden touch. So we've heard from many on this episode about pandemic jazz, but we also wanted to know about the aftermath and what it might be like, and David theorized on that.
Well, I'm hopeful, but I'm not so sure how, given America's tradition of quote-unquote rugged individualism, I'm hopeful that people will realize that, hey, we're all in this together. We're all one nation, or we're one country. We got to, we got to try to find a way to compromise for the greater good of everybody.
From the St. Louis-born native, a legend, a trumpeter, a voice of an era, and the aura is still very mighty as it glows on. This is Clark Terry, joined by his quintet with the tune Boomerang off the 2009 CD Serenade to a Bus Seat, as we get ready to wheel this bus out of this hour of neon jazz. Again, that was a legendary Clark Terry with Boomerang. And finally, this is a regular cat on the show, New York City melody poet Mike Casey. He just released a unique soul jazz reimagination of Daniel Casey and HERS Grammy Award-winning 2017 neo-soul hit, Best Part, with this trio. And you should really hear it. We're going to do that now. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with a good joke or a solid radio poke, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, support all of the arts and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.